奉献是我们基督徒很重要的信心的表现。
Offering sacrifices is a demonstration or manifestation of our Christian faith.
所以我们在奉献的事上，其实我们要寻求一种更加积极的态度。
Therefore, we need to seek a more active role in terms of offering sacrifices to God.
而且有更加正确的这种态度。
In addition, we need to seek a more correct attitude.
那我想说，今天晚上我们提出几样做彼此的勉励。
So tonight, I would like to share a few points for our mutual encouragement.
第一点，奉献精神就是要交出主权。
Firstly, to offer sacrifice means to offer up the power of making decisions.
因为奉献是一种参与神的工作。
Because offering sacrifices is a taking part in the holy work.
我们看在这个约书亚他要过带领百姓过约旦河要开始第一场战役的时候。
Right before the first battle where Joshua led the people into the land of Canaan before they crossed Jordan River.
在约书亚记的第五章十三节到十五节那边这么记载着说。
In the book of Joshua chapter 5 verse 13 to 15 it records.
约书亚他靠近耶利哥城的时候。
When Joshua was approaching Jericho, the city of Jericho.
他那时候举目观看看到一个人。
When he lifted up his eyes, he saw a person.
我们来看一下约书亚记的第五章十三节。
Let us turn to Joshua chapter 5, verse 13.
约书亚他看到那个人手中有拔出来的刀，向对着他对面站立。
He saw a man who stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand.
那约书亚他就前去问这个人说：“你是帮助我们的，还是帮助我们敌人的
？”And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
那我想他的约书亚是不是在问这个话的时候，他的手已经把刀子拿好了
？Was Joshua having a sword in his hand when he asked this question?
如果这个人回答说我是帮助你敌人的话，他就一刀把他砍了。
If this person answers he is for the adversaries,then he will probably be ready to strike with a sword.
如果他说是帮助你的，那我们就跟他去握握手。
But if he said he is for us, then he is ready to shake his hands.
但是这个人回答都不是。
However, this person did not answer according to his question.
他说不是的。
He said no.
他说我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
I am here as the commander of the army of the Lord.
如果他是来，他回答说是帮助约书亚的，那么这场战争就是约书亚的。
If he answered, "I am here for you," then that means this battle belonged to Joshua.
其实这场战争是神的。
Actually, this battle belonged to God.
它不是约书亚的战争。
This was not Joshua's battle.
是天上的神带领他的选民要去打这场轰轰烈烈的南征北讨把这整个迦南地给打下来这场。不断的战争。
This was the unending battle led by the Lord God in heaven to conquer the land of Canaan.
所以这个我们去思考，如果我们站约书亚立场，我们也是一样会这样子问，会这样子跟神求。
If we were in the shoe of Joshua, we would have asked the same question.
主啊，你是帮助我们的吗
？Lord, are you here to help me?
主，你要来帮助我。
Lord, please come and help me.
那当我们这样讲的时候
，When we say this,
我们好像还是在打我们的战争。
It seems like we're fighting our own battle.
我们主权还拿在手上，这是我的事情。
We have hold on to the decision-making power in our hand.
神，你要来帮助我。
We ask God to come help us.
所以在这个神的这样的反应，让我去思想这个问题。
So when this person responded this way, it made me ponder.
约书亚他听到这句话，他立即就伏在他的脚前，知道这是天上的神。
For when Joshua heard his answer, he prostrated himself and worshipped this man.
然后他就说这个我主有什么话，请吩咐仆人。
He said, "What does my Lord say to his servant?"
我们其实都是这个角色。
This is the role that we should take.
我们不过是参与神大能的作为罢了。
We are just a person who is joining the great work of God.
我们奉献我们自己。
We offer ourselves.
我们为主耶稣来工作。
To work for the Lord.
我们就是参与神的工作。
We are just partaking in the work of the Lord.
每一个人都是一样。
That is the same with everyone.
我们在神的事上参与有份。
We are taking part in the work of the Lord.
你要先交出主权。
Firstly, we need to give up the decision-making power
or the
sovereignty. Any kind of holy work.
它都不是我们个人的。
It does not belong to us.
我们只不过在这场历史上参与神的这个插一脚而已啦。
We're just here to partake or take part in His work.
而且是神的怜悯，让我们有机会能够参与有份。
It is only because of His grace and mercy that we're able to partake in this work.
一个人如果没有交出主权啊。
But if we do not turn to give up our decision-making power,
他没有办法表现出那种真正奉献的精神。
Then we cannot really demonstrate our real spirit of sacrifices.
因为他奉献出去，他手还抓住。
As we sacrifice, we are still holding on.
他还要这个按照他的意思来去执行。
We still want to execute plans according to our own ways.
然后呢，坚持己见。
And we wanted to do it according to what we think is right.
所以大家都这样的话，我们教会就没有办法来完成神的工作。
If everyone thinks like this, then it is difficult to accomplish God's work.
今天我们越来越有能力了。
Nowadays, we have more and more. We're more and more.
我们越来越有力量啊，有能力去做很多事。
We're more capable.
所以在这样的状况下，我们发现有时候我们会越抓越紧。
In this situation, we often wanted to hold on to our own way.
当你一无所有的时候，你没有什么力量的时候，你当然是做看神的啦。
But when we feel weak and that we don't have anything to hold on to, of course we look up to God.
因为你什么都不会做。
Because we don't know how to do anything.
但当你会很做很多事的时候
，But when we're very capable,
那你就不一样了。
We will be different.
好像你已经抓到这个主权了。
It seems that we have the decision-making power.
好像一切都在你的掌握之中。
It seems that everything is in our hands.
教会工作如果一切都在我们掌握之中的话，那其实就是一种错误。
If we feel that the holy work is all in our hands, then this is the wrong attitude.
很多时候我们是仰望神的。
Many times, though, we do look up to God.
神有时候他的智慧也不是我们能够知道的。
A lot of God's wisdom is something that we do not understand.
我们有时候很多时候是我们没有把握的事情。
Many times there are things that we are not sure of.
但是因为这样，你才会更靠神。
But because of that, we rely on God more.
所以约书亚他跪在这个神的面前，把主权交出来。
When Joshua knelt down before this man, he handed over the decision-making power.
这个动作有多么重要吗？你知不知道
？Is this action that important?
后面这个在迦南地这种南征北讨、东征西伐的这种各大大小小的这种轰轰烈烈战役。
Later on, when Joshua had to lead the Israelites to fight all the different battles.
你看神用陨石帮他们打仗。陨石，天上掉下那个外太空陨石。
So when God was fighting for them using comets.
在那个他作诗里面就是这样写啊，从那这个。陨石从轨道下来攻击这个敌人。
When the asteroids fell off from the sky to hit the enemies.
神差遣这个黄蜂去在走在他们前面攻打敌人。
And God also sent locusts to the enemies to attack them.
神用大河来帮他们开路攻击敌人。
God also opened up the river so that they can go forward to fight on.
甚至于太阳月亮都停下来。帮他攻击敌人。
The sun even stopped for a moment, to help them to fight their enemies.
这个其实我们看到的状况都知道，约书亚是一个大能勇士。
When we look at this, we would claim that Joshua was a great man of valor.
但是他最开始就是因为他有这个完全交出主权这种顺服神的动作。
And that is because he had the action of humility in handing over the decision-making power.
才有后面的那样子的不断的成功。
Therefore, he was able to be victorious in all the battles.
那我们人很容易忘记了自己是谁呀。
A lot of times we may forget who we are.
我们觉得我们要做这要做那。
We often plan to do this and that.
我们觉得很多都在我们掌控之中。
We feel that everything is in our hands.
其实有时候我们要思考，我们要，我可能是不是我们抓得太紧了。
But we should ponder, are we holding on too tightly?
结果你看不到神的作为。
That you are unable to see God's work.
反而你觉得说好像会面对很多的这个圣工上的一些挫折。
Conversely, you will feel that you face a lot of difficulties or challenges in doing holy work.
主耶稣他是我们最好的榜样。
The Lord Jesus Christ is our best example.
主耶稣在这个在希伯来书那里这么说到。
In the book of Hebrew, it says.
我们看第五章的第八节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 8.
希伯来书五章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8.
第八节，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，第九节。
Verse 9.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。十节。
Verse 10.
并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。这段经文这么讲到。
This passage tells us.
主耶稣基督他是做一个顺服的模范。
Jesus Christ was an example of obedience.
他是因着所受的苦难学了顺从。
He learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
他能够得到完全。
Then he became perfect.
所以成为我们所有的人的得救的根源。
And that's how he became the author of eternal salvation to all.
所有的人因为耶稣基督的顺服致死，我们才有机会得救。
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ's obedience unto death, that we may be saved.
耶稣基督他何必做到这样子呢？
Why did Jesus Christ do it to that extent?
他是天上的神。
He was God in heaven.
他让自己受到限制，限制到像人一样。
He allowed himself to be limited as a human.
虚己这里所说虚己就是说他在腓立比书他虚己就是说他限制自己。
That means he put a limitation to himself.
让他本来是无所不能的神。
He was a God who was almighty.
但是现在他变成了只能像人一样。
But then he allowed himself to become a human.
他不以跟神同等为强夺的。
He did not make himself equal with God.
但是他愿意来限制自己。
But he was able or willing to set limitations to himself.
这就是他能够把他的主权交出来。
That is an example of giving up his decision-making power
交给天上的神
to God.
那他 完全变成一个人的样式。
He became a human in the form of flesh.
完完全全的来做人要做的本分。
To do his duty as men.
我想耶稣基督的奉献，他就是这种精神。
That is the kind of attitude that he had when he offered himself.
今天我们如果说我们做一种。我们如果做一种怎么说体验
Today, when we talk about experience,
我们如果自己来做一种体验，比如说我们是好的，我们两手两脚都是好，但是你今天把一只手把它绑在后面不能动，你然后用另一只手生活一天看看，你就觉得很难过。
So let's say we do an experiment and you bind one of your arm behind and live one day, you will probably have a hard time.
或者是你如果 手指有一只受伤的话，你发现你在工作上都很不顺利。
Or if one of your fingers is wounded, and you will realize that there are a lot of things you are unable to do.
这样的体验就是让你去了解说，当你被限制的时候，你是很不方便的。
That kind of experiences tell us that when we are under limitation, it causes a lot of inconvenience.
只不过是一只手，甚至一个手指而已。
Sometimes just one losing one hand or one finger
你觉得生活就很不方便
gives us a lot of inconvenience.
那我们想天上的神他跟人差了多么大的距离啊。
So if you imagine our God in heaven who has such a great difference comparing to a human.
他已经把自己限制到变成人的这个样子了。
He gave himself so much limitation that he became a human being.
而且这样子过了他的一生。
And he spent his life like this.
他都没有反悔
He did not regret.
他也一直这样子做下去。
He continued to do his duty.
所以我们可以想想，耶稣基督他的耐心真的有够大。
So we could see that he's a man of patience.
他为了要拯救我们人。
In order to save us.
他把他的他完全顺服天上的神。
He obeyed God to the utmost part.
即使自己很不方便，但是他依然是。 坚持到底。
Even though it is very inconvenient for him, however, he persisted until the end.
当一个奉献的精神就是要像这样。
This is the spirit of offering sacrifices.
一直到底，做到底。
To persist until the end.
这个说起来就是我们今天要学习的地方。
This is something that we should learn from.
我相信我们能够完全交出主权的话，神的工作就会我们就可以亲眼见到神的大能。
If we can give up that decision-making power to God, then we may be able to see the mighty work of God.
那在第二个在第二点。
Secondly,
我们奉献精神就要出于甘心。
Our spirit of offering sacrifices must be done willingly.
如果奉献的是不甘心的话，那么奉献就没有办法蒙神的祝福。
If we are unable to offer willingly, then we will not be able to receive blessings.
神喜悦的是那份甘心啊。
What pleased God is the willing heart.
而不是那个外表的行为而已。
It is not just the outward actions.
在以色列人在建造会幕的时候。
When the Israelites were building the tabernacle.
在出埃及记二十五章第二节那里，神这样子吩咐摩西。
In Exodus chapter 25 verse 12, God commanded Moses.
我们看二十五章的第二节。
Let us refer to Exodus chapter 25 verse 2.
出埃及记二十五章二节。
Chapter 25 verse 2.
第二节说，你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。这节经节就这么说到。
This verse tells us,
以色列人因为要建造会幕，所以为了神来送他们个人所拥有的东西，建材来送来当作礼物。
Because they were building the tabernacle, therefore the Israelites brought what they had to offer as materials.
他说凡甘心乐意的就可以收下。
Here it says, for everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
所以我们说这个件事是不得不做的。奉献的事是不得不做的。
We think that offering sacrifices is something that we must do.
但是做的时候你要用甘心的乐意的心还是比较不愿意的心。
So when you actually offer the sacrifice, are you going to use your willing heart or unwilling heart?
我想当我们要为主奉献，不管是我们奉献我们的时间、我们的金钱、我们的能力都好。
When we offer sacrifices, using our money, our time, or our labor,
我想可能我们都会有点勉强。
We might feel like we're being forced.
因为有时候我们觉得说那是你要强迫自己去做，你有时候要稍微强迫自己一点。
Sometimes we need to force ourselves to do it.
但是呢，在这个当中呢，我们如果愿意有这种甘心的话
，However, if we can offer with a willing heart,
我想神就会赏赐我们。
God will bless us.
我们在这个像保罗所说的
，Just like Paul said,
他说我传福音是不得已的，他也承认他是不得已的。
I have to preach the gospel.
他如果不传就有灾祸了。
But if I don't preach, then woe would come to me.
所以他是好像这样听好像是勉强的。
It seems like it was compulsory and he was forced to do it.
但是他说我若甘心做这事就有赏赐。
But he said, if I do it willingly, then I will be blessed.
但是我若不甘心的话，责任已经托付我了。
But if I'm not willing, this mission has already been entrusted to me.
我想今天在我们这种福音的事工上也，我们要有这种认识。
Therefore, when we're serving God, we need to have this kind of understanding.
我们要为主耶稣去寻找迷羊是要付出代价的。
When we go out to search for the lost sheep of the Lord, we need to pay a price.
因为慕道者会自己跑到会堂来，这种机会说起来是不多了哈。
It is very rare for true seeker to just walk into the chapel themselves.
那是很特别的状况。
Those are special cases.
一般来说，我们都是需要这个一种固定的一种这种叫什么类似打仗的那种模式。
Usually, we need to spread the gospel as if we're fighting a battle.
你福音事工没什么秘诀，你投入兵力越多，你的胜算越大。
There is no secret in evangelizing. The more people you put in the work, the more result you will get.
当这个慕道者，你去访去探访他、关心他的次数越多，你越有机会把他带来。
The more you put in effort or time to go visit our truth seekers, then the more probability that they will come.
这跟战争的原理是一样。
That is the same tactic that you use in battles.
我们不要妄求说我们都没有投入兵力就可以打胜仗，那个可能是有困难。
Don't think, so sorry.
我们没有投入任何兵力，我们就希望打到胜仗，可能有困难。
Don't think that you will be able to win a battle without fighting and putting in your effort.
因为撒旦他已经在这个世界建立了坚固的营垒了。
Because Satan has already built up the powerful fort.
在人的心外面建造那个坚固的营垒，像坚固的城墙一样，那么高大。
And they are a very tall walls around people's heart.
人的心是被封闭的。
Therefore, people's heart has been closed up.
你要去攻它。
You want to take it down.
就像美国在打这个战争一样。
Just like the USA is fighting the battle.
投入大量的兵力。
They put in a lot of military force.
发射大量的飞弹。
And they use a lot of missiles.
这样子去达到这个胜算的目的。
So that they are able to have some hope of winning the battle.
主耶稣也是这么说。
That is what Jesus Christ said.
你们要去打仗，你不会坐下来算看看吗？
Before you go to battle, don't you sit down and start counting your cost?
你有多少胜算？
Aren't you going to count your cost?
如果没有的话，就早点投降。
And if you are able to win, then you will go forward. Otherwise, you will surrender.
你一定要计划。
You must plan ahead.
你的能力，你投入的力量。
You must count and see how much you have.
所以这种东西就是我们全体教会我们大家能够动员的力量。
That is something that the whole church can put in our effort to do.
这是要付出代价，你要用你的时间，要你的爱心。
You need to pay the price by offering your love and concerns and time.
甚至要花费你的金钱。
Sometimes we may have to spend some money.
所以传福音是要付出代价的。
So preaching the gospel,requires a price to pay.
但是如果照保罗说的，他也跟我们一样想啊，我真的是不得已的，没有办法。但是你不做是不行的。
Just like Paul, we think the same way as he does. This mission has been entrusted to us, so we must do it.
你不做，责任已经给我们了。
If we don't do it, then we're doomed because the commission has been entrusted.
但是我们如果甘心去做的话，就有赏赐。
But if we do it willingly, then we will be rewarded.
所以这种甘心乐意的心很重要。
So to have a willing heart is very important.
因为甘心乐意能够让我们做工更加积极。
When we have a willing heart, then we're able to have motivation and more proactive.
不会像那个零一千的，他只把一千块埋在地里面。
Unlike the a person who got one talent who buried it underground.
这个零一千的，他是完完全全摆明了他在应付他的主人呐。
This person who only had one talent.Did nothing and just to make sure his master does not get mad at him.
我只要不出错，不损失这些钱就好了。
He thinks that as long as he does not lose the money, then he will be okay.
他觉得这样就是这样就已经这样就 OK 了。
So he thinks that was fine.
但是他没有想到说他为什么不为他的主人多用一点心呢？
But he didn't think about how he could have.Put in more effort for his master.
主人回来怎么跟他讲？他没有说哦，你做的真好，你看一块钱都没有损失。
When the master came back, he did not say, "You did such a good job that you did not lose my money."
但是那主人是跟他说，你是又饿又懒的仆人。
Conversely, the master said, "You are the evil and lazy servant."
有这么严重吗？他都没有做错事，怎么会被主人骂成这样
？Is it that severe? How come the master said such thing about him?
其实这个是。这表明了一种心地，他是很勉强在做的。
This really shows us that he really did it with an unwilling heart.
已经交给他一千了，没办法，很勉强啊，反正不要丢掉就好了，把它买起来，最省事了哈。
Since the one talent has been entrusted to him, so the least that he could do is just to bury it, which takes no effort.
主人气他就气他说，你连那个最简单的，不用让你去花费任何力量的，你把它稍微想一下。把它用点心，把它放到银行去哈，存一点利息，至少还得到一点利息回来嘛。
But the master was very angry about what he did, that he didn't even try a little bit more by putting it in the bank so that he could earn some interest.
所以他真的是很勉强在做。
So we could see that this person really was doing it unwillingly.
那其实他做的是不能得到神的喜悦。
But whatever he did not please God.
但是呢，领五千的就不一样，领两千的就不一样。
But the persons who had the two talents or the five talents were different.
因为他们很用他们的用尽他们的想法好好的去另外再赚这两千五千回来。
They really put in their heart to earn with what they had.
他们很甘心做这事，而且把这事当成他自己的事。
They did it willingly and they treat that as their own matter.
所以神这个主人回来就说：“你这个又忠心又良善的仆人。”
That's why when the master came back, he said to them, "You are the good and faithful servant."
主人怎么说呢？你在不多的事上有忠心哦。
The master said, "When you are faithful in little things."
意思是说，你赚那个两千五千，其实那不是你想的说那是 double 是很多的，那个其实是不多的。
That means whatever they earned were not a lot.
但是他要看的是这个人他的甘心乐意。
But what he really was looking at was the willing heart of the people.
只是因为这样，主人就说你是忠心又良善的。
Because of that, the master claimed that they were good and faithful.
所以我们做多做少，其实神是看我们的内心的哈。
It really doesn't matter how much we accomplish. What God really looks at is our heart.
因为我们没有办法定业绩，来为主耶稣做工是没有办法定业绩的。定成绩的。
Because we can't really show our report card to God and show what grade we receive.
神也不在乎这些。
He does not care about that.
因为我说过，他已经是主人，都是他的工作。
Because he is the master and all of these work belong to him.
他不在乎你做的成绩是怎样。
He does not really care the result.
因为他要怎么成绩，他自己去做，他自己就完成了。
Because he takes care of the results.
我们在他面前是表现我们这种甘心乐意。
But in front of him, we want to present our willing heart.
那我们就会更积极的去为他服侍。
With a willing heart, we may be able to work more proactively.
那样做工力量动力就很强啊。
Then the motivation to work is very strong.
而且你不会觉得那是一件苦差事，觉得那是一个很讨厌的事情，你绝对不会这样想。
Then you won't think of the work so negatively.
你反而会很高兴的很乐意的去做。
Conversely, you will do it with a willing heart and very happily.
所以奉献精神若是出于甘心的话。
Therefore, if we have the spirit of a willing heart to serve God.
我想我们可以在神面前得到神悦纳，而且对我们人生是有很大的一个帮助。
Then we will be able to please God.
再来呢，第三个。
Thirdly.
奉献精神就是要用最好的。
One of the... spirit of offering sacrifices is that we need to do our very best.
在立位记里面这个特别就有讲到。
In the book of Leviticus, it tells us.
我们看二十二章二十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 22, verse 21.
二十二章二十一节。
Chapter 22, verse 21.
二十一节，凡从牛群或羊群中将平安祭献给耶和华，献给神，为要还特许的愿，或是甘心献的，所献的必存全无残疾的，才蒙悦纳。这节经节就是这样子讲。
And these two verses tell us,
如果要从以色列人要从牛群、羊群中来献给神
，If we are to offer sacrifices, with the cattle or the sheep.
他这里说要纯全无残疾的
They must be perfect
才会蒙悦纳
With no defect, then they will be accepted
这就是一种最重要的精神
That is one of the most important spirit
你认为那是最好的
If you feel that is the best
而且你把它献在神的面前
Then you offer it to God
那你所行的就是神悦纳的事
Then it will be accepted in God's eyes
我们人如果要送礼物给别人的话
If we were to give a gift to someone,
这个如果这个人是你不怎么熟悉的人
，If this person is someone you're not very familiar with,
你可能会就是象征性，就是说做就是把不会考虑很多了哈，把一个看起来像礼物的东西就送给他哈。
Then you would just give him a gift without putting too much heart into it.
因为你已经达到送礼的目的了。
For you have served the purpose of giving him a gift.
他因为你对他不熟，或者是你觉得这个是一种社交行为。
Since he's just an acquaintance.
哎， 但是如果今天你送的人是你认为很重要的人
But today if you were to give a gift to someone very important to you
这个人是你看重的
This person is someone that you respect
那么你就会很好又会慎重的考虑、啊、
Then you would put a lot of thought into it
那你会去想他缺乏什么然后他喜欢什么
You would think about what this person lacks or needs or what he likes
然后你会是去做很很重要的，把这当作很重要的一种计划。
You will treat this as a very important task.
然后把这个你所认为这个最适合他的礼物，然后来送给他。
Then you will pick a suitable gift and give it to this person.
在圣经上也是这样讲。
This is what the Bible said.
你如果献的这个祭物是不好的，你的官长难道会喜悦你吗？
If you give a gift that is not good, would your superior be happy with you?
所以我们对人都是这样，何况我们对神。
If we are like, if people feel like this, how much more would God feel like that?
从我们所献的，神看到我们奉献的精神。
From what we offer, God can see our spirit in offering.
寡妇的两个小钱都可以蒙耶稣的纪念。
The two copper coins that the widow offered were remembered by Jesus Christ.
因为那对这个寡妇来说，那已经是最好的了。
Because to the widow, offering two copper coins were her best.
她很看重她这个，她这个寡妇很看重她的对神的奉献。
The widow really thought it was important to offer to God.
她不会因为，我想她奉献两个小钱，为什么耶稣会看得到？她如果奉献人家都不知道的话。那耶稣怎么会知道他奉献多少钱
？Why is it that Jesus Christ was able to see how much she offered？
所以这表示说，他现在众人面前。
That means she offered in front of everyone。
说起来，那是蛮没有面子的一件事情。
And that is something very embarrassing。
但是他不在乎这些。
But she did not care about that。
因为他是对神。
Because she offered to God。
神看到他的精神。
God saw her spirit。
他不在乎别人觉得啊，他献的太少了。
And she won't care.
他会嘲笑他或怎样。
She wouldn't care if people would laugh at how little she offered.
因为神知道他的内心。
Because God knows her heart.
所以我们今天奉献也是用这样的心态。
Today when we offer to God, we should use the same heart.
我们无论献上我们的所有的是什么东西。
No matter what we offer to God.
我们都要记得要用最好的。
Let us remember to offer our very best.
在我们人生的路上。
In our journey of life,
我们能够用我们的一个黄金时间来服侍神。
If we can offer our best period of our times to work for God,
有很多台湾弟兄姐妹有时候呢，他们会有这样的观念。
There are some brothers and sisters in Taiwan who would have this kind of concept.
那叫他请他出来协助教会的圣工。
When we ask them to come out to serve the holy work,
他会说我现在还年轻，还太忙了，没有时间。
They would answer, "I am still young and I don't have time. Too busy."
我现在要拼这个我的前途了。
Now I want to work hard for my own future.
我要去升学，我要去升官，要去赚钱。
I need to study more. I need to climb the corporate ladder. I need to earn more money.
整个人忙得团团转。他说：“你看，传道，你看我时间排满满的。我什么时候要去读书？什么时候要去做生意？什么时候要去这开会什么的，一堆哈。”
They show their schedule to the pastor and say, "This is when I need to study. This is when I need to make money. This is when I need to do this and that. Very busy."
然后他跟传道说：“传道，等我。”这个退休以后比较有空的时候我就会来做圣工啊。
They will promise the pastor that after they have retired, then they'll come back to church to serve God.
那我想说，如果当然我们如果退休之后还能够热心服侍神的话，我们也很高兴。
We will be very happy for you if you're still be able to serve God after retirement.
但我认为，如果你能用你人生的黄金时间来服侍神的话，那是更在神面前是更好的东西，他觉得更贵重。
However, if you are going to use your prime time of your life to serve God, then to God, that is even more treasures.
当然，我们知道
，more precious.
在一个人生的路程中可能在某一个阶段，我们真的是变成这个很双倍的压力，或多很多的压力在我们的生活中。
In our journey of life, we may feel a lot of pressures.
但是我们愿意在这个当中呢， 安排自己，然后有机会为主耶稣服事。
But if we can plan well to find time to work for God,
我认为这就是你表现你爱神的心啊。
Then that really shows the heart of your love to God.
神，主耶稣说这个你要尽心尽性尽意啊，爱主你的神。
God says that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul.
这是一些律法的总纲。
That is the commandments all.
主耶稣说，你若要跟从我的话，你若不放下你的你世上的一切，不丢弃你的你世上一切的话，你不配做我的门徒。
If you want to follow me, you need to deny yourself.
主耶稣讲这些话是什么意思
？What does that mean？
其实就是在讲到我们爱主的心。
This really talk about our heart of love to God.
那是一种很极端的比喻。
That was a very negative or pessimistic parable.
人要放弃自己的妻子、父母、儿女啊，一切的财产。
When he said that you need to give up your children, your spouse, and your money to follow me.
这是一种比较极端的比喻。
That is a very extreme parable.
但是这是告诉我们，人从这样子能够看出他爱神的心。
But this shows us, or this teaches us that God can see our heart of our love to him.
神为什么没有事情要叫亚伯拉罕献上他独生子？我觉得很奇怪嘛，对不对？
Why did God ask Abraham to offer his only begotten son?
他这个好不容易一百岁生了一个孩子。
It was very difficult for him to even bear one son at the age of 100.
为什么又要叫他献上？
Why did God ask him to offer Isaac?
其实在后面这个神的使者跟他说的，我们就知道。
But listening to the angel of the Lord speech to him after.
因为神使者阻止亚伯拉罕杀他的儿子。
At the time, God stopped Abraham from offering sacrifice.
他说，我现在知道你是爱神的。
He said that now I know that you love God.
你没有留下你的独生子不给我。
You did not withhold your beloved son.
这是亚伯拉罕信心的高峰。
That was the peak of his faith.
也是他爱心的高峰。
That was also the peak of his love.
那他敢这么做，除了他表示说他爱神胜过一切。
What he did show that he loved God more than anything.
那他也对神有这样的信心。
He also has such faith in God.
所以在他能够攀上这种登上信仰的巅峰啊，就是因为他爱神胜过一切。
The reason that he was able to reach the highest point of his faith was because he had a heart that loves God.
他能把比他生命更重要、最好的儿子、独生子献给神。
He offered the thing that he loved more than his own life, his only beloved son, to God.
我们不要光是在用这种旁观者，然后再看这个故事。
Don't look at the story as a bystander.
你知不知道神在什么时候来试验你的爱心？
You know when God will test your heart of love?
当你两难之间的时候，你自己就知道了。
When you're stuck between two decisions or two paths, then you know.
到底要做为神，还是要这个为自己？
Then you have to make a decision whether to do it for God or for yourself.
在你在两难之间的时候，你就可以自己测验看看，神也在试验你，跟试验亚伯拉罕是一样。
When you're at a crossroad and God is testing you just as he was testing Abraham.
绝对不是只有亚伯拉罕一个在受试炼。
God does not just test Abraham himself.
我们每一个人，只要我们是神眼中他属于他的人，他都要一样会来看看我们的爱心在哪里。
As long as we belong to God, God would definitely come and test you and see how much you love him.
那我也期待我们每一个人也能够在 这种在爱主的心上能够更加的来增添。
We hope that our heart of love towards God will increase.
让我们献给神的是越来越好的东西。
So that whatever we offer to God will become better and better.
我们没有办法一下就献最好的。
It is difficult for us to offer our best all at once.
因为我们的生命是在成长的。
Because we continue to grow.
我们信心、爱心都在成长。
Our faith, our love continue to grow.
如果有更加的越来越好，我们就要感谢神。
If we can be doing better and better in these things, then we can give thanks to God.
我们能用这样的精神在我们的人生的路上来蒙神的祝福。
And in our journey of faith, we will receive blessing from God.
愿主耶稣来赐福给我们大家。
May the Lord bless us.
我们最后一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.